Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is a day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad, we will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him and thank Him and be joyful. Be joyous. It's a, you know, it's going to be a good day. Even though it's like, I just want summer to get here. It just keeps raining. And every time I get all excited, I'm like, oh, it gets cold again. But I was reading this morning and, you know, the more I read and the more I like think about it, the more I just realized how blessed I was, because when I grew up, I believed this. I didn't go to church prior to, like, I was brought up in the Word. I was brought up in the truth of the Word. I didn't have all these negative things that went on in my life, in the sense of where I believed in the condemnation, and it was like more of a religious thing. It wasn't a God. It wasn't about the Word. It wasn't about reading. So I have a hard time relating sometimes to people when it comes to living in that state of condemnation. And I have no idea why I'm on this right now, but I was reading this morning in chapter 1 of Corinthians, or chapter 6 of Corinthians. And if you jump down to verse 9, now you have to understand, context matters. And when you read the Word, you can't just pick a verse out and make it whatever you want it to make it. The context of the verse matters. If you go to verse 9, it says, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? But be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God." Now, if you took that and you just, that's the only thing you lived on, well, by golly, it says no one's going to the kingdom of, no one's going in. If you've done anything wrong in your life, it's over. But read verse 11. "And such were some of you, such were some of you, but ye are washed or cleansed, but ye are sanctified." And this is set in a state corresponding to God's nature. "But ye are justified or set forth as righteous in the name of our Lord Jesus and by the Spirit, by that Holy Spirit of our God." You can be all things, but the minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you're washed. You're sanctified by God. You're set in a state corresponding to His nature. You are spiritual. Verse 6, "All things are lawful to me." Well, hold on a second. It just said that nor effeminate, no one's going to heaven, essentially. But that's not the truth. "All things are lawful to me, but not all things are expedient or profitable. All things are lawful to me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Meats are for the belly, and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them." Everything is, you can do anything you want in this life. That's why it's such a blessing what God's given us. You don't have to live under the bondage or servitude to the law. You don't have to live your life only about, do you follow the laws or not? That's not what God gave us. That's not the administration you live. You live in an administration, once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you are set forth as righteous with God. You are righteous. You're set in a state corresponding to His nature. All things are okay, but not all things are good for you. That's why you get to choose. Do you choose the state of death? Do you choose to do those things that are in the nature, your carnal nature, that fleshly nature, or do you choose the spiritual nature? You have a choice, but you don't have to live in the condemnation of it. When you do wrong, you just got to ask God to, you know, "I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry. Will you please take care of this?" If you jump over to verse or chapter 4, I just want to go over this quickly. Verse 3, verse 2, "Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. But with me, it is a very small thing that I should be examined or judged of you, or by man's judgment. Yea, I judge or examine not my own self, for I know nothing amongst or by myself. Yet am I not hereby justified? But he that justify me is Christ." You've been justified. This dude is Paul. He killed believers. He doesn't judge his own self. You don't have to sit there through your life and condemn yourself for doing wrong. There's a godly grief that works in you that will change your moral position. You know when you should change. You know when you should make a different decision. All you have to do is take the step to do it. That's it. Work out your own safety, your own salvation with God. There's principles in here where you just got to follow it, obviously, and you're going to see better and more truthful things in your life. But if you go to God and acknowledge God in all your ways and you make God the center of your life and you make these things important to you, you read the word and you take the verses and you apply them to your mind, you apply them to your heart, you recognize who you are, and you don't live in a state of anxious thought and anxiety all the time. That is not what God wants for you. And if you're doing it, I just suggest you start to read. You start to read. Start to apply this stuff in your life. Have a great day today. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. Again, when you pray, you always pray to God, never to Jesus Christ. You pray to God, you lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a beautiful weekend. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you very, very soon.
And where that fork horn blows, I will be coming home.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you for just doing everything you do on a consistent basis. I just thank you and ask you that you kind of show me the macro that I can get into the micro, Father, and kind of just guide me in that, like kind of where to go or what to read or, I mean, there's so much stuff. I just pray for kind of clear direction in that. I thank you for your believers today, that you just take care of them. I thank you that just for this beautiful word and the promises that are in it, and just how much of a blessing that is that we can live this life. I thank you for your son, that he died for us, and I give him reverence, Father, and I just thank you for your believers, that you take care of him and bless him today. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.